You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Te Pāti Māori have drawn media speculation on the strength of their leadership, which has been described as internal chaos and infighting. Despite the party announcing a reset a few days ago, academic and professor of Māori management Jason Meeker from the University of Auckland's Business School likens the conflict to an open divorce court gone bad and believes that a shift in focus is needed for the party. I spoke to Meeker about the party's conflicts and how he believes they need to refocus. For those who aren't familiar, can you explain the friction within Te Pāti Māori and also any conflict within the party and the Toitū Te Tiriti movement?
Yeah, I guess I'm not privy to what's going on inside the party, and but what I can see is that there's a problem, but I'm not sure if the public is sort of seeing what the real nub of the problem really is. There's certainly a problem there, but just quite what it is and what's causing the friction is, I think, something that only those inside the party will know about. But what we can see is there's a problem, and it needs to be addressed, because Te Pāti Māori is an important voice for Māori and for the country to have in Parliament, and we need the party to be an effective voice and an effective representative of the people. And there's some things to be sorted out, but what we also are observing is that I guess the differences are being aired in public, which, you know, is a little bit problematic. When you're trying to sort of resolve your differences, as soon as it becomes a sort of a public fight, then it just becomes difficult to resolve. You know, the parties have got to find a way to meet together and meet together on their own terms, in their own spaces, whether that's on the marae, or in our communities, and that's probably sort of a more productive course of action.
And do you think that there's also some tension between Te Pāti Māori and, let's say, some of their potential or their opposition partners on the left, in Labour and the Greens, etc.?
Quite possibly there is. The parties that might want to align with the Māori Party and the Māori Party align with them, you know, everyone's looking for stable partners to work with in order to form governments, to make policy. And so everyone's got to put their best foot forward. Having said that, every party goes through its ups and downs. Labour, National, ACT even, you know, they've all, and New Zealand First, they've all had their trials, and some have even, you know, been ousted from Parliament and lost elections. So these sorts of things happen, and so what we're seeing here is certainly, I guess, the need for a reset. I've heard that sort of term, the need for a reset, and for a party like the Māori Party, which derives its strength from its community, it has to engage with that community and figure out, well, what is the plan going forward? What's the appropriate strategy and structure and way forward?
And what do you think needs to be done to resolve the friction? Can you elaborate on how they can strengthen their leadership?
Yeah, kōrero with one another. I mean, Toitū Te Tiriti is has its own philosophy and its own movement and its own support base, and it's kind of deciding where it wants to put its support, and so the Pāti Māori needs to be cognizant of that. So, but the main thing is to talk. You can't resolve things by sort of hurling rocks at one another through the media. So really they have to find a way to talk, and probably in a place that's familiar to them, which is essentially Māori communities, marae.
And do you think that, how do I word this in a way that's, do you think that the party's sort of lost touch with a lot of Māori voters?
Excuse me. Potentially, yes. I mean, they've got a difficult job to do in Parliament, being a focused, smaller party in Parliament. So, connecting with Māori voters and voters generally is a really important task for them to perform in. So, through difficulties, through ups and downs, you're gonna lose connection with people who are sort of a little bit disillusioned by what's going on.
That was the University of Auckland's Professor Jason Mika on Te Pāti Māori's internal conflicts.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.